Talking today with Marvin Rodriguez, Raleigh County Commission Chair. And Dave, I think took a caller question here.
Yeah, actually a series of questions for this commissioner. And this is basically talking about county commissioners and how they are paid. And basically there's several aspects to his line of questioning. It says, why do we pay county commissioners what they are paid? How much does it totally cost over a year's time for all three commissioners when you take into consideration salaries and benefits? And with two new commissioners coming in, will they be receiving the same salary that the current county commission is receiving, even though they have no experience in that role, and how much more that may cost taxpayers? So that's a multi-level question here, and I'll keep along with you here, so I'll just let you respond to that.
Okay. We do get paid. Right now, they're the $50,000 that we get individually. Also, in the budget, they also put out the money for, the half of the Social Security that the employer has to pay, the benefits, and et cetera. On it. I don't take any benefits from there. I have my own health insurance, other things. And so each one of us did, I think Ron Wells did not have any insurance to take from the county. John Ford did, I believe. And if you look at it, I served on about 12 or more different entities different organizations that I had to go to and meet with and take time to be there with them. Now, I haven't done it in a little bit since my wife was sick. I just reduced all that down. But all the commissioners have responsibilities that they have to go to different groups and meet to help those other committees that are out there, such as the my mind goes blank with all that stuff. The different ones. I know I'm on committees of the police, and I'm on the committees of the regional council, veterans that coalition, ones for ATA bus things. And it goes on and goes on, workforce in Topeka. And so we go to those. I was also going to all the city meetings that they have, the ones in the north, the Riley, the Leonardville, and Randolph ones, and any other things that I had to do as a commissioner, either publicity sake or whatever it was, to attend meetings. And also go up north or look at different individuals who call you, and you go see and try to find a way to solve their problems. So, we're busy, and the responsibility is there. When you take a look at a commissioner coming in, I always look at it that if the commissioner won, then that entitles him or her to be there and to receive that kind of dollars and cents. When you're looking at someone who specializes in a certain type of engineer for the county shops or health department, they have an expertise in that particular area and they need to be paid accordingly. But the commissioners oversee all of that. And they get advice from all of the different departments, from all different kinds of things, other entities, the state, the representatives. We talk to them. They give us advice. So, yes, I understand that some people argue a little bit about that, but I do feel that if a person has enough whatever to be elected, they should receive the same altogether as one that's been there for a while. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Well, I mean, that answers a lot of his questions. The other question is, with now two new incoming commissioners in 2021, their level of pay, would it be at the same as the current county commission?
Yes.
Okay. And you say that salary is roughly $50,000.
At this point, actually, we lowered it down for this next year. We're assuming we're all going to be there when we did the budget. Since we did not give any raises to employees or cost of living because of the pandemic, the commission decided to take a reduction in the pay.
All right.
As our part to say we're with the employees. So we reduced our pay for their sake, and we went down 5%.
And this is one of the things I think a lot of people don't realize. You know, you have the name commissioner, that term, that's the position. Mm-hmm. But there are vast differences between the commission on the county as there are for the city commission. The time requirements, you know, there's a lot of time that's involved. And obviously, you know, there's, you know, doing things in the role of public service is you know, a wonderful thing that you could do. And I'm well aware of that. But there are, I don't think a lot of people realize how much is involved in that role of the county commissioner.
Yes, I was meeting every day with some organization or people, either driving to the north, going to Topeka before the COVID, to go to meetings, to talk to people on the phone, to take up my time, and a lot of the things at home were not done, you know. Cutting my grass on time and stuff like that because I had to go to these meetings.
You know, I'll just kind of end things here with my final question to you, Marvin. We heard a lot during the primary, lead up to the primary, from the candidates that were running for your seat and for Ron's seat here, that the current commission lacks transparency, and only recently did we see some of that open up here with probably caused by the pandemic here with the streaming of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
How would you respond to that, to people who do criticize the commission for having a lack of transparency?
Well, what they don't sometimes understand is that we look at a lot of things even before we had this openness with this live stream. We bring in people to tell us things. We look at it. We discuss it. Sometimes each commissioner goes out and tries to find information for themselves on things. And, you know, I'm going to say in line that if you had 10 people out there, that you're going to have 12 or 15 opinions on how it should work. But we have to meet the thing with what are we doing that's going to be good for the county and keep the county solvent, and still take care of the needs of the citizens. And we sometimes don't get things for people that they might want or think we should because they haven't looked at everything we look at, so they always feel that maybe the transparency is not there. And they, you know, everybody had the right to come to the meetings. And I know some people can't go because of their work, and we're in the morning times or day times, and they couldn't be there. I understand that. But we do take a lot of time to talk about things, and many days we do shove it over to the next meeting just so we can get more information. And there's so many things out there in the county with zoning and planning and how the farm works, the flood. The half-cent sales tax, how it's going to affect people, what we're going to do, how do you get there and say you got to fix something in your yard and we don't do that to somebody else, or things like that. And we act upon and react to situations that happen. We don't go looking for things to get done that would be controversial, but sometimes they come across into our meetings, and then we have to deal with it. And we don't always make the decision that everybody wants, because not everybody has the ability out there to go into our finances, or doesn't want to do it, nor do they understand that their rules and laws are different for cities than they are for counties. And we are an extension of the state. The state has us do things. So, and people don't understand that we're sometimes stuck with what we have.
Well, Marvin, it's always a pleasure. We wish you all the best, and we'll talk to you again here in a few months.
Can I say one thing here? Well, maybe I'll wait till next time because I'll be December anyway.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, we'll wait for December.
All right. Marvin, always appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Marvin Rodriguez again joining us here, Raleigh County Commission Chair, and we'll have Pottawatomie County Schools and MATC on tomorrow's program.
All right, Brandon. Clark Howard is coming up after CBS News, Rush Limbaugh Show, hosted by Todd Herman today. Then it'll be Dan Patrick, The Game for an hour, and Royals at 5:00.